President, I have before me a letter signed by Polk, Miller, and Dole. They recommend, incidentally, Polk and Miller are not back in the United States yet. Polk.
Polk, Miller, and Dole?
Polk, Miller, and Dole. Jack Miller and Bob Dole. And Bob Polk.
Where did they write it?
They wrote it in New Delhi. And Dole brought it back with him.
Did Bowles help him?
I don't think Dole, as nearly as I could find out, in talking with Dole about it, I don't think that Bowles had anything to do with the letter. They had, of course, had been talking with Bowles. I talked yesterday with McGee. He is back. And here's what the letter recommends, and it's roughly what McGee what he indicated is roughly what he would recommend, that we should make available on an interim basis 1.8 million tons, and that on the interim basis that it should be moved under the grant rather than the sale for soft currency provision. Title II.
Is this what the letter says?
This is what the letter says, yes.
Well, you picked the wrong men then. I wouldn't go for that, Orville. Just tell them, thank them, and appreciate their recommendations, and let's submit their letter to the Congress. And draft up a message and say that here's what has happened during the years, and we ask that the Congress hold hearings and pass on it, and then let's tell them the need, but let's don't get in any specific figure. And I'm not going to do this way. And if they are urging us to do that before the Congress acts, we're not going to do it. And I think that we can just go ahead and announce today what we'll do for the month of February.
All right, sir.
If they signed up out there, why? That's something I'll just have to ride with. I thought we could lead them better than that. I thought they could recommend a million or 750 for the next month, and then we could put whatever our permanent program is. But they're running me off a permanent program. I'll just leave it up to the Congress, let them decide what they want to give them.
Well, their point, Mr. President, so you have the facts in mind, is that they feel that this amount would fill the gap until the Congress did act on the long-term agreement. They do not suggest that this is a long-term agreement. They do not suggest that the long-term agreement should be a grant, that we should give it to them.
No, I'm not going to give them any as a grant. I'm going to sell it to them just like they are, and they're buying from Australia, and they're buying from planes from Russia, and they're buying every other damn place, except they want us to underwrite. I'm not going to do that. Not my presidency. Not two more years. You can just tell them that's out.
Well, they don't really recommend that, you know. What they do recommend is that you should do that, and that the sale should be made along the lines that have been outlined in the new PO 480 on a long-term arrangement, and that we should make certain requirements in connection with a long-term arrangement. The recommendation is really a matter here, and they don't in any way seek to foreclose the amount. They indicate that the numbers and the shipping problems and the arrivals is something that we know more about than they do, but it's their estimates that to...
They just went out there and took Bowles. Hell, that's all it is. That's what your people recommend. It's just boilerplate, my judgment. And if they can put that through the Congress, they can put it through, but they can do it on their own initiative, not on mine. I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to be hijacked and blackmailed and forced to do something like this. The most I would go, if I'd go that strong, would be to analyze every possible source that they have for the month of February and give them whatever is necessary to make up a reasonable allocation for that month, what they've been getting.
This is what we've been talking about, and I gather that that if we're going to get it there, that's why we got this report. These men...
Well, I've never been talking about 1,800,000 tons.
No, no, I didn't suggest that you have. I said,
well, you said that's what we've been talking about.
I was referring to what you were prepared to do.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
but I was prepared to do it if they recommended it. But they don't recommend it. They recommend the Bowles plan.
They recommend more than you're prepared.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And they ought to know that.
So they are not...
You told them that, didn't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I told them that that you were not inclined to go this far.
Yeah. And what does Polk say?
Well, Polk is not here.
Where is Polk?
Polk is right now in Saigon.
Uh-huh.
We tried to talk him out of that idea before he left, but he sometimes is not too cooperative. In this case, he apparently got over there and decided he wanted to look at Saigon, and he went over to Saigon. He's apparently getting back tonight or tomorrow. We spent the night trying to track him down. We thought he was coming in tonight. Miller is stopped in Europe. He won't be in until later tonight, so I did not have a chance to talk to them.
Who have you talked to? Just McGee?
I have talked to McGee, and I've talked to Dole. Bob Dole was in here just a half hour ago. And he brought me, as I say, the letter, which I'll now send down to you with the recommendations that I've outlined.
I just keep the letter. You appoint them, select them, just keep it for yourself. Because I didn't appoint them, and I don't want to dignify them with my outfit. I just, have your people, the bureau level making recommendation. We'll have them making their suggestions and to it, and I think that I'll notify. Who is it that officially puts this motion in action? The Secretary of State?
No, the.
Who agrees with them? On part of our government.
It varies sometimes.
Aid agency?
A number of us can and have. I've signed some of the agreements, they've signed some of the agreements, but in this case, all we need is your go-ahead and so that we can begin to move some of this grain so that we'll get there in February. Very frankly, whatever amounts you feel, this is what is concerning me because it won't get there in February unless we move it today. And, in whatever amounts that you authorize, the agreements and with the Indians, the substructure of this has been negotiated. There are broad arrangements. All we need to do is move, and we can go through the mechanics of it.
Is any way you can interpret their letter to mean over the next 2 months period before Congress acts?
Yes. It closed this way. The last paragraph. We suggested no new long-term agreements with India. Under Title 1 and 4 be concluded until the matters we discussed herein have been resolved. However, a long-term agreement should be concluded by March 1967. This is clearly an interim recommendation, and the matter is the big question is the amount. Another paragraph says a most urgent decision is required if food aid to the United States is to arrive in an orderly manner during February, March, and April. More deliberate planning for follow-up assistance should be firmed up by March.
All right, then what I would do is see that Dole understands it, McGee understands it, talk to Miller and Polk, and say that under the way we interpret this, that they're talking about the wheat for February and for March.
Yes, sir.
But I do not want to go beyond February because I think if they're going to act, they can act. I want them aboard on it. I don't want to
right.
be aboard on it.
Right.
And therefore, we will allot today 450,000 tons of wheat and 450,000 tons of feed grains for shipment immediately to serve February and early part of March until they can answer. And we hope by February they'll have their legislation out of the way and we'll go up with it the first day, the general subject. We'll let them work out what they want to give in the way of costs, and that we'll do it on the basis of sale.
All right.
And,
very good.
And
the sense of the letter is exactly that, Mr. President.
All right. I would interpret it that way and say they have recommended roughly 900,000 tons a month, and that we don't want to make it on our own. We want the Congress to act on it, and we are making this month because the Congress is not in session, but it'll be January the 10th. Is that satisfactory?
Yes, sir.
Can you sell them on that?
I'm sure I can.
All right, give them 450 each and 450 each, and you just routinely get with the state and make it just as low level as you can and announce it and say that the administration is going to send to the Congress a request for a resolution. And then I want to make that resolution just as low as we can from our own testimony. I want you to divide up all the countries, the developed countries, and take their populations and our populations and whatever other criteria, we'd want to go as strong as we do the United Nations, but I think you said half and half the other day, and work out a program where we say we would agree, if other nations will do it, to go into a consortium. And probably we ought to do it through the World Bank or somebody like that, through some multilateral agency. And that we will ask them to pledge this much, provided others will match it.
All right, well, let me get this straight now so I've got exactly clear what my marching orders are here.
A is to say that if the committee recommends that we give 900,000 tons to be shipped immediately so it'll arrive there in February, and that they would consider, if Congress hasn't acted, that they would make another recommendation on March after we have a chance to meet, go with them. If what they've said in their letter indicates 2 months, just say we don't want to 2 months, we just want 1 month, and we'll meet with them after they get to Washington. When they get through,
about the second month.
When they get through the touring, we'll go into that later.
Very good.
But we'll make 450 and 450 now.
Good. All right.
And today.
Right.
And that will be about as much as more than we've ever shipped any other month. And then I think you ought to tell the Indian ambassador that you better stay away from these papers if you want to get a goddamn dime. You and the State Department better quit leaking. But what you better do is to instruct your people that we're willing to meet with the other nations of the world, the other developing nations, and do our part. We're not willing to solve it by ourselves.
Very good, and then we will prepare. I'll go to work in relation to this resolution that we'll have available, and we'll discuss that later for January.
That's right, and I prefer on the now not to make any amount, to say that we will match up to that the resolution directs the administration to purchase enough wheat and enough feed grains to match, if you think that is proper criteria, that's what you said the other day, 50-50.
Yes, it is.
If you got a better one, to match what the other developing nations do.
One other question, Mr. President.
And I would sure see what the resolution says, provided that they do not discriminate in their purchases, that any purchases they make, that they make a proportionate amount here. I don't think it's right for them to give Canada all his purchases and Australia all his purchases, for us to give them all the wheat.
I don't either.
Well, I would say that in the resolution, and I let the congressman know that.
All right.
If we don't say it, they're not anybody going to say it all.
Agreed. I'd be happy to say that.
Now, is this satisfactory to you, and can you defend it, and can you base it on their recommendations? If I go 900,000 now, and then we'll have a 900,000 in reserve if we had to, and the Congress wouldn't act.
Right. And then we'll have a third, there'll be three possible echelons. We'll act now, we'll talk to them when they come back and see how what the situation is, then there'll be the congressional action in terms of the long term here.
Then you think the president is prepared, the administration is prepared to do whatever Congress may, in its wisdom, decide to do it. And you have said all along that we're willing to meet the other nations, the other developing nations, in providing our share. And roughly that share, you've said you believe it'd go even 50-50, but you know I'd want to talk to the other nations, and I'd want to talk to the committee.
You want me to make the announcement?
I don't know. I think I'd make it as low as I could. I think somebody ought to give them enough of this background, and maybe you're the best to give it. I think what I'd do is probably have a backgrounder instead of an official announcement and just say that you're going to get approval from the state and from the president, but this is the way it'll be, and there'll be a routine announcement later today. What I'd do is just have my own boys from the agriculture and the specially interested, like your man Phil Potter and Chuck Bailey. They are kind of public relations people for India. And I just have them in and say, now, first thing I do is clear it up with a letter and let them understand that it will go, that you'll recommend 900,000 tons, 450 and 450 today, which will be more wheat than February, the short month, and be shipped out today than we sent in January. And much more than we made year by year last year, because we sent 900,000 tons a month while we'd have 11 million tons. And I say this is an unusually high month, but we wanted to run them through February. And we owe them a little bit, don't we? Don't we owe them about 50 or something?
Something like that, yeah.
And this will be 850,000 new, plus that 50 that we still have agreed to, but it'll be a total of 900,000. And that we're ready to go in January, and then what? January, and